Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Ah, Happy New Year, Texas.
Indeed.
This is Bill Olson, and hope everybody had a great Christmas, New Year's, and that the residual is not too taxing on you.
Correct.
But we're starting a new year. 2026 is upon us, and a place that we usually start this time of year is talking about boating, power options, repower options, and we look to our resident expert, Fred Lester from Red Wing Boats. Great updates every time we talk to Fred.
Well, I like talking to Fred just to listen to his voice.
He's got that low rumble.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Fred will be joining us in a bit. We're going to have a few things to help get your new year started, as well as the outdoor updates, and we're going to find out what Harold's been driving.
Thank you.
So you all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
KXYZ time, 27 minutes before 10 o'clock.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how'd they do that?
Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. In downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. Try your hand at being a TV newscaster or weather person. It's time to visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, East Main and downtown Kilgore, and at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
Marked by a fleet for mankind.
It's where Texas broadcast history lives.
You tell them that old cousin Tom Sherwood, that he sent you, will you?
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And into a new year, 2026. It's going to be a great one. That's Bill's prediction. And many positive things, I think, are going to occur this year.
I do think so, too.
One of the things that is another tradition to start the new year is the Toyota Share Lunker program. As it launched its 40th anniversary season on New Year's Day this past Thursday. And it's going to the Legacy class for over 13-pound largemouth bass are collected through March 31. And tell you what, it is just a tremendous program. They've changed up the rules about where the fingerlings are released of those over 13-pound. And like Bodark is a prime example. Mm-hmm. They would spawn the sows with Florida bass from the Share Lunker program to get even bigger bass. At one time, they were going for a world record.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know that that's going to take place with the forage availability here in Texas.
Okay.
But certainly we could break the Texas record, you know.
But they provide millions and millions and millions of little baby fish, don't they?
Oh, they do.
That's an amazing
program.
They
do. And it's just absolutely amazing that takes place. Once the Sierra Lunker Legacy Class collection period ends, they continue to collect information and data on bass 18 pounds and larger, and there's different classes there. You can go to tpwd.texas.gov and get all the latest information. Also going on this weekend, and it's two weekends, two Sundays, this Sunday, January 4th, and then January 10th at the Tyler Nature Center. TPWD will stock 900 rainbow trout in the ponds for kids and people of all ages to pursue from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Anglers only need to bring fishing equipment and bait. TPWD will be on hand to assist new anglers and provide limited fishing equipment. After a morning of fishing at the pond, folks can explore the rest of the Tyler Nature Center by taking a stroll on one or more of the hiking trails. We got any national news?
No,
anybody
I've
working
got,
at the national level?
Oh, I've got still now. They're all on vacation. But I have a story here that I've had for about a month and wanting to do, and it fits right in with what we were just talking about the Sierra Lunkers, about the prosthesis that keeps the Sierra Lunker swimming.
Okay.
I love this. Alec Morrison landed a 13.82-pound largemouth bass doing some advanced fishing for a major league tournament on Sam Rayburn Reservoir. Knew he'd caught something special, immediately contacted the Sierra Lunker certified fish, Sierra Lunker number 655 in the program. Members of the response team sprung into action, traveled to Athens to pick up the fish, bring her back to the Freshwater Fishery Center. And like many fish, large man, you know this better than I, being the angler, possess a swim bladder that they can inflate and deflate in order to maintain their buoyancy. During moments of high stress or quick changes in pressure, the bladder can overinflate and the fish loses its ability to stay upright. Damage to swim bladder tissue may occur. Bobbing helplessly at the surface, number 655 could not release the gas trapped inside of her. So, a process known as fizzing, experienced fish handlers carefully punctured her swim bladder to release the gas. Typically, they will recover fairly quickly in a few hours, but in rare cases, no. She didn't. Without the ability to regulate her buoyancy, she sank to the bottom of her holding tank. Contact with the tank can cause abrasions and lead to infection and death. So after 10 days, no signs of recovery. They did some East Texas engineering. She couldn't hold herself up off the bottom, so they decided to take care of her with a prosthetic swim bladder. And using what they had on hand and, that would make MacGyver proud, they fashioned this out of an inflated latex glove, a binder clip, and some small zip ties. She was able to hover and recover without a worry after a while. Finally, 60 days of wearing this thing, she shook it off and was swimming unassisted. So number 655 has made a full recovery. Mr. Morrison donated his catch to Parks and Wildlife. Now affectionately known, she's known as Glovey. And she's up at the Freshwater Fishery Center.
That's some East Texas ingenuity at its best.
That's a wonderful story, yeah. We got to go see Glovey.
Yeah. Got anything else for us?
No.
No?
Well,
okay.
Yeah,
all right, then here's something for you. And it's current news. Deer season in the North Zone closes Sunday at sundown.
Yep.
And for all you diehard deer hunters that go, I don't hunt anything but white-tailed deer, well, your time to wait is just about to arrive, you know?
Yeah.
And shame on you because there's a whole lot more. The South Texas South Zone season goes to the 18th, Sunday the 18th. And just to give you an insight, because we'll give it in a bit on our best bets, coming up this weekend, over this weekend, we've got a full moon.
All right.
All you hunters know that that's when the major feeding period of the day, you know, will occur. Kind of stealing some of your thunder, Harold.
Mm-hmm.
But they also will feed at night, and then they'll come back and they'll feed in that kind of 11 to 1, 11 to 2 time frame.
Right.
So spend your time in the blind. If you haven't gotten that buck that you've been looking for, it's worth spending some time and you never know when it's going to show up, because it's definitely well worth.
Oh, absolutely. The investment. And we're finally getting the weather for it also.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, because it's going to be warm this weekend.
Oh, is it warming up again?
Oh, yeah, it is warm this weekend.
I do have another thing. We got time. National. Trump, part of the Make America Beautiful Again Commission, designed to support hunters, outdoorsmen, and expands public land access, along with critical wildlife conservation efforts. So got the new thing going, the final rule that would create 42 new hunting and sport fishing opportunities across more than 87,000 acres within the National Wildlife Refuge System. The National Fish Hatchery System, managed by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, should more than triple the number of opportunities and quintuple the number of units opened or expanded compared to the previous administration, underscoring President Trump's promise to the American people to enhance outdoor recreation and conservation initiatives.
Well, there's Trump again, just wanting to kill everything.
Yeah, right. There he is. And the new Trump National Forest.
Right. Right.
Yeah, right.
I like that. Oh, all right. We're going to take a break because we got a great guest, Fred Lester from Red Wing Boats. He's waiting in the wings. We've got the Outdoor Report headed your way, so stick around.
America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years, Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got some up at my place. I've had over 20 years and they're still working. And this year I added their new one, the next generation VersaBlind. And just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline: rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. And something we haven't mentioned, it's also great for photography. It gives you that much more freedom of movement. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, their new cottonseed feeder, other accessories at blind.com. Remember, since 1980, it's The Blind, B-L-Y-N-D, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
Talk to James Franks, the owner of The Blind. And that guy is working on something.
Oh.
But he won't tell me.
Oh, okay.
He's always, that's the way these guys, you know, yeah. these inventor types are.
Right, right.
And if you're going to replace, and this is coming up the time of year once deer season closed, mm-hmm. to repair and replace, relocate your blinds, take a look at that VersaBlind. It is absolutely phenomenal. If you've got a blind, the neat thing about repair is they're panels, and you right. just remove them. Replace them. Just great stuff. You can see the entire blind lineup at Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area, D&D Hardware in LaGrange, Ebar Feeds two locations, Gonzales and Hallettsville, Gibson's in Kerrville, Moisway Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, and West Texas Game Feeders out in San Angelo, plus Wilford Enterprises two locations, one in Buna, and the other in Koontz.
There you go. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday's rated as the best day. This Sunday and Monday are two good ones. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, a trio of fair days. Friday's another good one. Next Saturday and Sunday are the two more best days of the week. This weekend, look for game to be most active from late morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until late afternoon and the early evening hours around sunset. Thursday and Friday and next Saturday, see times continuing to adjust with game feeding from mid to late afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. This Saturday, January 3, there will be a full moon. By next Saturday, the moon will have entered its last quarter phase. On the coast, this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday have a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Tuesday's a three-tide day with two low tides, just one high. Wednesday is another three-tide day, two highs, one low. Thursday has a double tide schedule. Friday, next Saturday, and Sunday each have a single tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, you know, when you talk to a freshwater angler, many times they will make the comment about eliminating water. We do the same thing on the coast. And with the chill down that occurred earlier this week, fish are going to be relating a little bit deeper, but then you have the warm-up that's occurring this weekend and on into the first full week of the new year, where they will move back up on the flats. That's just where they hang out,
uh-huh.
you know, and there's no real reason to fish elsewhere unless you see some birds working. And that's the other option. We say when the north wind blows, the tide drops out. That's true over in southwest Louisiana on Lake Calcasieu. Sabine Lake, definitely, with still we've not had sustained cold water to push the bait out and fish out of our estuaries. So birds will be working. Some great fishing taking place on Sabine Lake. And having fished that body of water for years, it's shared with the state of Louisiana. But up on the Neches River, back around Cow Bayou, Black Bayou, it's just beautiful. I mean, you get back in there, you're protected from the wind, got deep water in the channels, some great fishing to take place, and all that area is back in behind Coffee Ground Cove. Heading to Galveston, pretty much the same scenario. We don't have any runoff that's adversely impacting in the Trinity or coming down the Ship Channel area into the Galveston Bay complex. A great area to transition this time of year is West Galveston Bay, and that's down around San Luis Pass. And you look at an aerial photo, if you read Texas Outdoors Journal, we every so often plug that in, but you've got Coal Pass that connects to Christmas and Bastrop on up Chocolate Bayou. Tremendous area. It's got that shallow water flats that warms quickly with mud bottoms, deep water to escape when the water chills down. It's got all those ingredients. Good fishing around the old Brazos River in Freeport, and that's where the Freeport Harbor takes place or is located, San Bernard River and Oyster Creek. Down in Matagorda, where our buddy Tommy Koontz hangs out, some good fishing. They're actually gigging for flounder at night. I mean, and that's something a lot of people overlook is they see the exit in the fall, and that really didn't occur this year. So they hang around inside the mouth of passes and jetties. And then the return, starting in really February, March, But this seems more like March weather at times. So, you know, they're there. And you go out flounder fishing. Port O'Connor, trout are biting on both sides of the jetties on shrimp. Oversized redfish are biting outside of the south jetty. Rockport, low winter tides and cooler temperatures has improved the fishing. Trout are good on shrimp and piggy perch, as well as soft plastics with mud bottom. Continuing down the coast, Baffin Bay continues to give up its big girls, and just absolutely some phenomenal fishing. Again, it's that deep to shallow water combination that is paying off. Port Mansfield, a lot of good reports coming in. Topwater action on the warmer flats with potholes is a key. And South Padre, Port Isabel, just some tremendous fishing taking place. Redfish are plentiful. And when we say skinny water, how about 8 inches to 2 feet, you know, of water on inside grass edges? What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let us head to East Texas. Conroe, catfish have been good, though they're spread out with bait scattering in the recent warm spell. Eater-sized cats are still coming from baited holes on ledges near cover using catfish bubblegum, liver, worms, punch bait. While drifting natural baits continue to produce both eaters and trophies, creek channels leading to shallow water may be worth targeting as temperatures cool. Crappie have been productive on structure in 13 to 24 feet, with hair jigs producing best, though plastics and minnows also work. Many bites are light, but numbers have been solid. Fork. Crappie fishing, finally, in a wintertime pattern. There are fish on brush piles, tire reefs, laydowns, points in 18 to 25 feet of water. You can also find fish on bridges as fish move to deeper water. Tons of fish have moved into the deeper water areas following bait fish. You can find large schools of crappie congregating on timber along creek channels in 35 to 60 feet of water. These fish may only be 12 to 25 feet deep, grouped up on the treetops or the limbs. Palestine. Crappie are good on timber in 16 to 25 feet of water with minnows or jigs. White bass and hybrids are good in open water following bait. Dead stick and swim baits, largemouth bass, they're good in the creeks with moving baits or on the docks with jigs. Catfish are good in shallow water with cut shad. Catfish up to 45 pounds are possible. Texoma. Striped bass are biting on swim baits on structure in 10 to 20 feet of water. Large groups of birds are working over more active fish. Drifting along with the birds while casting and retrieving through them is a good deal. Drifting medium to large cut bait is producing eater size and larger cats in 40 to 60 feet of water. The fish are a little more scattered, so patience is the key. Find an area where you're marking fish, set up a good drift, and stick with it. Crappie are holding steady on structure in 15 to 20 feet of water, as the water is holding consistently in the 55-degree range. Jig size and color will vary day to day, so have some options in that good old tackle box.
All right, heading to South Texas out Del Rio Way. We're big friendly, Amistad Reservoir. Bass action remains strong with plenty of fish still being caught shallow, though there's a noticeable trend of larger bass developing in the deeper water in 15 to 25-foot range. Abundant grass remains throughout the lake. Bait fish are roaming in large scales, making forward-facing sonar an effective tool for targeting bass around shad. Largemouth bass to 10.5 pounds have been reported this week. Falcon Reservoir fishing patterns remain steady. Water levels continue to rise slowly, and anglers targeting larger catfish should focus on 20 to 30 feet of water. Let me make a comment here. Falcon Reservoir, they talk about water rising. The Rio Grande River, obviously shared with Mexico. Amistad, Falcon, shared water bodies. But there's a history that Mexico has of hoarding water.
Right.
They use it for their own purposes.
Right.
We have to put some pressure. And I know a guy that will put some pressure on them.
Okay.
And anyway, we've got water level rising. Catfishing on Falcon is 20 to 30 feet of water along isolated timber near the river channel. Keeper-sized catfish are also being caught on ledges around the dam in 15 to 20 feet of water. You know, if they would just do what they agreed to do.
How long ago was that?
Oh, that dam was put up in, what, late 50s, you know,
yeah.
I think. But it's been a while. This is not the first time that they've hoarded water.
Right.
And then I thought it was funny that the president of Mexico said, Well, we can't give you what we don't have. Well, don't use what you could use,
right.
You know,
that's because the point.
It's
yeah,
ours.
That's right. Just turn
absolutely
off the tap.
Yeah. Brownwood, black bass to 4 pounds caught on jig, shallow crankbaits on the rocks and docks with 5-inch minnow style baits on main lake pockets suspended in brush over 18 to 25 feet. Ivy, still a bit early, but the spawn starts up the rivers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a bit slow, but it's worth fishing because the crappie are up there, all right? So you can catch some good crappie. Bass numbers are up with fish to 4 pounds, some to 10 pounds possible. It's just going to be a matter of days before we see our first over 13-pounder coming. Lake Meredith, well, largemouth bass, smallmouth bass, and sand bass are great and continue to flourish around many parts of the lake. Topwater chatterbaits and spinnerbaits along the banks of Sexy Cove and Bugby, as well as minnows off the dock, have been great. Walleye are great with jigs with pearl blue or white grubs. For those of you not familiar with walleye, it's a great eating fish, a fun fish to catch, and with the release, we're far enough where there's more and more over 20-inch size walleye, some over 24 inches that are available. Again, Sexy Cove and the Gaswells is where they're hanging out.
Okay, heading to the Hill Country, Big Lake Buchanan. Striper are biting well on live bait. Bird activity has been mainly over river channels, and there are a few fish around them as there are huge schools of small shad suspended in the water column. Key water depths have been as shallow as 5 feet and in 15 to 40 feet. Canyon, with the warmer weather, the last fish have been moving a lot. Stripers, white bass. They've not been schooling on the surface, but you can find them grouped up on the bottom near the dam and in the hump at the dam around 30 feet. Jigging spoons right off the bottom have been the ticket. Largemouth fishing has also been good with the warmer days, and they have pushed up shallow and easy to catch them on weightless worms near the edge of the grass and around flooded brush. Travis, bass are good, targeting ledges in 20 to 30 feet of water with Texas rigs or jigs. You can also get a bit throwing craw-colored crankbaits and swim baits on rocky banks where the wind is hitting.
All right, on the hunting scene, we told you about the closures for the white-tailed deer season. North Zone second split dove season will close January 7. The Central Zone close for the second split in the Central Zone January 14. And the second split close for the South Zone January 22nd. A lot of waterfowls taking place, and that season, the second split statewide for ducks will be January 25th. That also includes your dusky ducks. And then we get ready to prepare for spring turkey season that will kick off in March. Don't forget, this is Texas. We hunt year-round.
Yes, we do. And
Javelina are now being accepted by both Pope and Young and Boone and Crockett as their latest game animal. And then we've got, what are those things, those spotted deer, axes or something?
Yes, the tasty ones.
Yes, or Nelgai. They're rutting right now, and that's when their coat turns that beautiful blue-black, and that is down in South Texas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Deep breath. What are you doing?
Well, you see this plug that's on the paperwork here. Yes, for those that want to adopt the electric lifestyle, it is an SUV. It is extremely capable. It has won every award one can get out there. And this is the 25 Kia EV6 GT line all-wheel drive, dual motor, 320 horsepower, 2,700 pounds of towing, all the tech that you can stand. It doesn't need skid plates because it doesn't have an oil pan or a differential. And the battery holder is practically one big giant skid plate. But it's quite a vehicle. Great looking, inside and out. Very sleek. Very, very stylish. Very, very fast, too. 0 to 60 in 5 seconds. On a quick charger, you can fill it up in 20 minutes. Average, as they equate it to gas mileage, in town, 106 miles to the gallon, if you had gallons. All the electronics that you could want. Again, like I said, very stylish, very good-looking interior. It's a great-looking car, and it's a lot of fun to drive.
Huh? You said that.
I'll say it again. It's a great-looking car. It really is. Anyway.
What kind of range?
300.
300?
Yeah. Yep. Again, if you want to adopt a lifestyle, take a look at these things because it's got the works. This one's loaded out too because it is the all-wheel drive GT line, so it topped out at 60. But give it a look if you're interested in that lifestyle. Again, that's the 2025 Kia EV6 GT line all-wheel drive. 20-inch tires, by the way, and I know you like 20-inch tires. So there you go.
You through?
Yeah.
All right, for all my outdoor brothers and sisters that are interested in what you can haul and what you can tow, yes, we'll be back with some information on what you can run on the water.
There you go.
Join Texas Trophy Hunters and SCI January 9th through the 11th for the biggest hunting and outdoor show in Dallas, Texas at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. Book the hunt of a lifetime with trusted outfitters from all over the world. Join us for raffles, auctions, and nightly events with live entertainment, and find all the gear you need for your next adventure at the Outdoors Extravaganza, January 9th through the 11th. Get tickets today at Outdoors Extravaganza. Brought to you by Texas Trophy Hunters and SCI.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical-trials today.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a Labish Terrier-Hound-Chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olsalong and Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their new 52,000 square foot headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today and are redefining the country feed store experience. Spear Ag is home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus they deliver as well. We can add to that list of things that Spear Ag offers, including Wagyu beef, great-looking hardware, plumbing, electrical services, and parts. If you want your own blend that fits the mineral makeup of your soil,
right,
go to Spear Ag and get your own blend. Get customized. A report from your county ag agent, then go in, give it to Spear Ag, and then you do a little mixing, and then you've got exactly what your deer herd and wildlife need. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spear Ag's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com. Or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. You know, in all the years that I've been in the outdoor industry, people accuse me of retiring early, saying all you do is fish and hunt. But besides hunting, I also fish and boat. And our guest today, I have learned a lot with and collaborated with on the refit of and repower of several boats. That's Fred Lester from Red Wing Boats. Fred, Happy New Year.
Welcome back. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. All right, we kick it off every year with you talking about boating. Give us an update. What has transpired in 2025 and heading into 2026? Anything new in the way of boat lineup or power equipments?
Well, I mean, there's some new manufacturers with new models that are coming out for this year.
Okay.
Some of them aren't quite ready yet, so they're not going to make the boat show.
Boat show, hang on. Give us some dates on that, because that's been pushed back a little bit. It's, what, late January?
It's late January. It ends on the
first and second of February. First and second of February, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a five-day show.
All right. Very good. On one thing that people kind of try to equate to boating with automotive is fuel consumption and how clean the burn the boats boat engines are. Anything new from the lineup that you carry?
Well, Blackjack has a new 28-footer coming. It's almost finished, but not quite.
Is that a Bill Kenner almost finished?
That is.
Okay. All right. Kind of an inside joke there, folks.
Trying to make it for the show, but I don't think it's going to make it.
Okay. Has he told you, have you seen any sketches on it, how it's going to lay out, or is it just a stretch version of the 25?
It's going to look like the 25. It's a little wider, so we got fan length. But, yeah, it's going to be a nice, nice boat.
He built something that I fell in love with, and again, I'm old school, and you know that. I believe it was a Blackjack. I don't think it was Frontier, but it was, you step down into it as opposed to being up on platform. What did he call it? Do you know?
That's Blackjack Coastal.
Okay, and I told him it'd be a great boat because you're down in the boat as opposed to being up on a platform. And I said, you know, if you've got towing rings on the back, on the stern of the boat, be a great place to hook a sportsman's net and drag a shrimp net. He goes, you're going to drag a shrimp net to be my Blackjack? but you could.
Yeah. Hey, Fred, Fred, this is Harold. I'm going to ask a question because we can't get away from it on the news. Has the tariff situation affected prices and things with your equipment?
No, not near what we thought it would. We were concerned about that, but, you know, we've had our normal increases that everybody else has, but the tariffs really haven't got to us.
You know,
and I don't know that they will. I think the manufacturers are holding on.
Well, and also people need to remember that what was initially released by the president, mm-hmm. part of the negotiating.
Sure.
You know, ask for more, and you settle for something less. Mm-hmm. And it's still bringing in billions of dollars. And I think you're right, Fred. I think the manufacturers are just hanging on to what they've got. What about performance on the outboards as far as a better fuel burn?
Well, I don't know that in the last year we've had a big fuel changing, but, I mean, the good thing is our motors get good gas mileage now. We don't smoke. I mean, they're just clean burning motors. And that's anywhere from, you know, little 10, 12, 25s all the way up to the 450, 500s, you know.
Sure, sure.
Obviously, if you got one on a hot rod boat and run it high, you're going to burn a little more.
We wouldn't do that.
Oh, sure we would.
Whose lineup of outboards are you carrying these days?
I'm actually doing Yamaha, and I'm doing some Mercury packages.
Ah, okay. All right. Very good. And service, of course, is available there at Red Wing as well, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break. So if you would, hang on. Folks, you stick around as well as we're talking new boats, new power. And we're about to talk about repower and refit right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We continue our conversation with Fred Lester,
yes.
Red Wing Boats. And I get to the part of the show that I absolutely love visiting with Fred. Just going to the shop and visit with him, you know, he goes, I need to get some work done. But repower and refit. Fred, one of the things that I've said is fiberglass seems to last forever, but you can do some upgrading, which we've done on several boats. Is that still a popular trend with your clientele?
Oh, yes. We do a lot of repowers as far as, you know, not necessarily a bigger motor or a smaller motor, but just to refit it, make it more dependable, do the new controls, gauges. And, you know, sometimes we do some fiberglass work, whatever, to perk them up, clean them up, get them rolling.
Sure. You mentioned that you've got Yamaha and Mercury packages. Is there anybody making available to you motors, the box motors, if you will, that you can hang and if you want to increase power or replace?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we do a lot of repowers with Yamahas.
Okay. All right. Outstanding. What are you seeing besides the power, jack plate, getting away from stainless, maybe doing aluminum work, new leaning post? I mean, there's just a variety of things that you can do to take an old craft and make it look like new, can't you?
Yes, and you don't have to do it all at one time. I mean, you know, you can do new aluminum work, you can do T-tops, you can do power poles, upgrade your electronics, you know, and of course, obviously, repower the boat.
Sure, sure. I remember Dad buying that 23-foot Robalo from y'all. That was when Robalos were deep draft, you know, heavy boat, and when we used up the boat and the motor, I told Dad, I said, I'm going to get with Fred, and we're going to work it back up. That was a deep draft boat. Worked great in the Galveston Bay complex, our upper coast complex, and we ended up putting a jack plate, and people go, why are you putting a jack plate on it? And we put some swim platforms, and it was real simple. We could take that 2.5 or 2 foot draft that Robalo ran, and you could raise a motor with a jack plate, not just tilting, but raising it up,
right.
Step on it, and then step down onto the floor if you're going to wade fish. And we made a boat that it wasn't designed to do something that worked quite well. And I thought we were pretty smart for doing that. What were your thoughts on that boat?
Well, it allows a short offshore boat,
right?
You know, with a deep V to run the skinny water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you do the jack plates and trim tabs, and you'd be surprised how skinny you can get a bigger boat up in.
Sure, with electronics, that's always something that needs to be replaced and updated. VHF radio, I don't hear people talk about that much anymore. I carry a sat phone whenever I'm on the water, in addition to a VHF, but then electronics for your chart recorder and things of that nature. There's some new whistles and bells on these products that could certainly help the weekend angler.
No doubt. You know, VHF radios, if you're running around the bay, most people are just going to rely on their cell phone. Getting offshore, that's a new ball game. It's probably best to have one.
Yeah.
But now electronics, man, we can almost make them jump in the boat now.
I'll say, did you have a question, Harold?
Well, I was thinking about that because all the fish finder stuff, and we're talking about the sonar and looking here and looking there for fish and things like that. That's just getting better every day, isn't it?
It's changing constantly.
All right, let me ask you this. We've seen the Feds drop rates, but we haven't necessarily seen that passed on to the consumer. What kind of rates financing for boats? Is it readily available? Is it tough? Do they make a whole bunch? What's going on?
As long as you got good credit, the financing is available. And, yes, the rates have dropped some. They haven't dropped what we'd like, but I think in the near future they're either going to come down some more. It may not be the first part of the year, second part of the year. But, somebody got good credit, they can buy whatever they want and then refinance it when the rates drop some more.
Yeah, it's people finally reaching that age of responsibility.
Yep.
Right. And pay off their school loan, too. Yeah, right.
Right. Harold, you were asking during the break about the boat show, and I think we ought to... Fred, do you know what your booth number is at the show this year?
Oh,
are you?
I think it's 3100.
3100. Okay. You're stuck right in the middle, huh? So, you and Barbara will be anchoring things, and rest of your team, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, it's nice to walk in and see familiar faces.
Indeed.
I'm not going to say old familiar faces, just familiar faces.
Hey, if the shoe fits, you got to wear it.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at Olson's face right now. I'm telling you.
Anyway. I look in the mirror and I'm going, hi, Dad.
Yeah, right.
So, all right, wow. Our guest today from Red Wing Boats, Fred Lester, their website is redwingboatco.com, redwingboatco.com. And give them the phone number for them to give you a call and say, we're going to come see you.
713-921-0656.
Very good. Fred Lester, we appreciate you, man. Happy New Year to you, your family, and your team at Red Wing Boats.
Hey, thank you. Happy New Year, and I hope everybody out there has a good year. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Friends, we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment, advocating the right to keep and bear arms, advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, You're going to be there, too. January 9, 11, Texas Trophy Hunters and Safari Club International Outdoor Extravaganza at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas. Global hunting adventures, hunting, fishing, outdoor products, fishing guides, outfitters. It's a big deal. You like it, don't you?
Phenomenal show.
Yeah,
it's absolutely a phenomenal show.
So for information on that, check out OutdoorsExtravaganza.com. I'm going to get this right. OutdoorsExtravaganza.com for information about that great show. And then go to it in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 48 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means. All right. I want to thank our guest today, Fred Lester from Red Wing Boats. We were talking about the history of boating.
Yes.
And the names, and the Lester family certainly fits in that category of vintage and reliable boat dealers. Their website, again, redwingboatco.com. And, yes, I am going to be in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your guest next week?
The president of Briley Manufacturing.
Ah.
We're going to talk how to soup up that new shotgun and rifle you got for Christmas.
Ah, sound like a plan.
Okay.
There's a name that's been around for a
while. Oh, boy, they sure have. You betcha, friend. Anyway, do remember, of course, check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there, so you can listen live, or if you go, what did they say? I want to find out about what Fred was talking about again. Well, we archive all of our shows, so they're up there by date and guest under listen to our show, so you can play it over and over and over again, okay? Do remember, we're brought to you by Spear Ag, The Blind, and presented by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So be safe out there. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.